Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. It's time for another episode of the Fellas Point of View podcast. And baby, I thought we were ready to roll, but behind the scenes, I guess we not ready to roll.
Did we just get disconnected on a collect call or something?
Like, what just happened there?
Oh, yeah, we missing a co-host. Like, it's just like, did he run out of minutes?
I'm like, I said, are we ready to roll?
Did we not put on the books?
Get data plan.
He was like, yeah, we ready.
We ready.
And then he went
bye-bye. Yeah, I sure did go bye-bye. You know, I was out here on that. I was giving that Rashida vibe with the it just got a little bit too lit on my side. You know, the recording window popped up and I was like, oh, which one I hit? And I hit the wrong one.
It said bye, opt out.
I'm like, what the hell? What really going on here?
He's out.
Welcome home, everybody. The folks have been traveling. Y'all been little celebrities traveling all across the highways and the byways.
Mm.
Mm. Our host.
Highways, byways, and skyways. God damn it. Waterways.
Hey, for the water and the waves.
Mm-hmm. Lamont got to go to a fabulous recording. Or was it fabulous?
No, it was. It really was. Oh. Yeah, the children, shouts out to Danielle Damon and Greater Works of Seattle, Washington. They did that thing. And Tiffany Boone from Atlanta, Georgia came in and sung on them kids. Something awful.
Mm.
Yeah, really good. My trip was sang down. When American Airlines decided to cancel my flight to come home, I wasn't happy.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That ain't no good. No, well, you fell into what everybody else, because it was Southwest, what, 2 weeks ago?
Right.
Had everybody stranded in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I guess United to be next. And then Delta and JetBlue. And
Delta always be part is some nefarious shit that ain't never about anything where it should be. Delta is gonna be somebody doing something real stupid in the bathroom, something like that. That's all the time you get something from Delta. Oh, motherfuckers forgot to update their price list on their website.
And I'm like,
I ain't got any employees anymore. They laid off like 600 and some people.
This is very true, man.
They wouldn't get vaccinated, so they may not even be fired.
That's all they got is some fucking Amazon drivers doing double shifts.
Right.
And then after we got off
the truck and get right on the plane, bitch. It's like, say, look, we're going to the same place, bitch. The package is in the trunk, bitch.
And by the way, here's your package as you get off.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be delivering packages down the aisle. We would not be serving peanuts, bitch. Please check your apps.
And then after we got saved in Seattle, the pictures just started going to the view, baby. We were sitting at the top of the hotel and I just saw luscious blue water. And then I saw this old chocolate man in this picture and I was like, ooh, let me look again. Hold up, let me blow this bad boy up. That? And I said, ooh, Armand got some old chocolate man behind him.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing with the chocolate over there?
Girl, you know, that's some old news right there.
You know,
old news.
But you know, sometimes the old news is how to keep the news moving, period.
I said, you know, I see
we,
you.
We
I
just
see
good you. Friends these days. These days
I see you with friends. My good eye. I see you with my good eye.
Well, we just good friends these days. But he is.
We just did a trip together, but we just good friends. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I had like a four-night kind of deal that I bought in like the middle of a pandemic. You know, these hotels was like, oh,
but wait, this good he ain't deal. Asked none of us. Fernando, did he call you and say, hey, boo, I think you need a trip? You've been
well, honey, you know, well, what we won't do is keep sending invites to people who don't accept them. So are we going to go down this road?
Fernando, did you not accept?
No, it's probably for a good reason. I didn't ask for an invite this time because I was starting a brand new job, so I had to get my bag together.
Brand new job? Let me hold $20.
Wait. You started.
Everybody's been employed in the middle of a pandemic. What?
No, we're not one, two, but three.
All right.
Well, what won't he do it?
Let me hold $20.
What's the first check?
I'll buy you a drink.
Won't he do it? He'll bring you out.
See, that's why I couldn't go any trips right now because, like, we had to get some stuff together, you know.
And what's the new job?
The same thing what I'm doing. I just asked for reparations money.
Same company or a new company?
One of them is the same company, but with reparations money.
All right.
So I was like, okay, well, since
all you're right, 40 acres and a mule.
Let's rethink this piece.
And then we just had, was it last night? I'm so clueless. Was it last night that the man that's in the midst of the controversy right now, Dave Chappelle, was here? Did you go, Armand?
No, that's tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It's tonight.
Yeah, and I did not go. It did sell out, but I did not go.
Okay.
I haven't had a change of heart on Chappelle, but I just... You know, it's too much shit going on.
People have been trying to come for me. I was like, thank you so much for your stance. Now I was like, now you know where your exit. Bye.
Because you did go to see him at the Hollywood Bowl, though.
I did. And I'm still a fan. I'm sorry if folks are tight about that, but I mean,
I'm not gonna be upset about it.
I mean, it's 101 other things I could be upset about. That's not one of them.
You're not alone. I'm still a fan too.
Exactly. I'm sorry that you'll be dying with your own feelings, but
like I said last time we was on, kick the gays right in the AIDS. That's a killer ass joke.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You can sit up here and play like that shit ain't funny if you want to. But
truth of the matter is, you need to stop. A lot of people start walking around acting like everybody's their motherfucking mamas. It's a typical parent their motherfucking feelings because what you're reacting to is some shit that you just sort out with your damn self. Mm. So before you come and stand to somebody else to be able to parent your feelings and tell them what they can and cannot do, how about you have a conversation with yourself? And stop having conversations with what you think is more convenient for you. Go have a hard conversation so you come in front of other people where they have hard comments. You'll be able to know what the fuck to say next. And say, I'm offended, bitch. You're going to be offended for the rest of your motherfucking life if you're going to be sitting up there acting like this man, an artist, made millions of dollars off of saying what he says for minutes and years. And while you're stealing your feelings, bitch, he making a bag off of you being in your motherfucking feelings.
So right.
What you can do is shut the fuck up right. And get with something instead of standing for nothing but being mad.
Well, I guess it
is going. Sometimes people listen to feelings and not words. You stop that mess. Listen to words, bitch. Read. It's fundamental.
And we'll jump right on into the good old honorable mentions.
Us.
We want to send our prayers out to the Gap Band. Ronnie Wilson.
Hey, no, Ronnie! Oh my God!
The love of my life was called home, Ronnie Wilson's wife announced.
Oh no, what's the love of your life?
He suffered a stroke last week and he never recovered.
13 inches, Fernando, on a bad day.
Wait, what?
Spirit.
Lord have mercy. I didn't say that.
This man had a 13-inch dick.
You saw that move on his dick. Oh, wait.
See how the girl shut up when you mentioned something? Listen to her.
Look, you come back like, what you say?
Where you going to put it?
Somewhere, because we're not quitters.
Well, look, Fernando, honey. If I see one that big in my apartment, I'm just gonna give them your address because I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So Ronnie formed the Gap Band with his brothers Charlie,
yeah,
and Robert, because y'all all know Charlie Wilson. in the early 70s in their hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so we all know Yearning for Your Love, Outstanding, Early in the Morning, Burn Rubber on Me.
Please do.
We're losing our legends, guys. We're losing our legends, y'all. So
let's pray. While we're doing, I'm gonna, on a real personal,
right. Team. That's the song right there, Armand. That's the song. That's it.
Right.
Charlie's the only one living now, right?
Huh?
Yes. Charlie's the only one living, right?
I want to say Charlie is the only one living now.
Last 2 years ago. Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy.
And he was only 73 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was only 73.
Wow.
Our prayers go out to Linda because she lost the love of her life.
Yeah, they've been together since high school. That's some shit right there.
Yeah, because I got to really like you.
Right.
To really like you to be with you. And you ugly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. I didn't know that he's the older brother of Charlie Wilson. Well, hell, if he's 73, shit, how old is Charlie Wilson? Because he look 80.
Well,
it's 70, and that's good makeup. What are you talking about?
That ain't no good makeup. He look old.
If you was on drugs as bad as Charlie Wilson was, you'd be looking old too. Shit.
Okay.
You can't blame the man.
Charlie was strung out, and the lady that he's married to, the white lady, brought him back. Thank you, Mom, for all the music that we're loving nowadays.
I brought him back from the dead.
He's still trying to make it work with that Fashion Fair.
I'm sorry, but that man gives a good ass show if you ever catch him. That's all I got to say.
The makeup was
He gives a good show.
The makeup will stay in place.
Listen, Mac ain't going nowhere. That's some good Mac. You hear me?
I can't.
Look, maybe he's born with it.
I can't. Fashion Fair, Lord have mercy. He was the first. He was the first one from Fashion Fair from Ebony. He was the first one to use their makeup.
That's my grandmother kind of makeup. Fashion Fair, bitch. Shoot, you Fashion Fair, Louisiana, that heavy ass makeup, your face be all greasy and shit. You always look hydrated.
I can't.
All you gotta do is just lay her in the casket. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen.
Speaking of, like, I do want to, before we are apart from honorable mentions, this Tuesday, my uncle, he was 56 years old. He passed away of pneumonia. And so
condolences.
Yeah, he practically raised me with my grandparents. My mother was, you know, it takes a village. And
he was 56?
57, yeah.
Wow.
Very young. And
very young.
He was having complications from pneumonia and passed away on Tuesday. And so I'm going out there for the funeral and whatnot, but he, like a lot of my personality got contributed to my uncle. And you know, a lot of what you see here, that the fast talking me and all the quick wit would not would have been possible for not bearing witness to one of my heroes in my life. Because without him, it would have been, the person we see today would not exist the way it exists now. So he set the rhythm and beat for how I present myself to the world without apologies. And I incredibly thank him from the bottom of my heart for being the best uncle that I could have best asked for. I'm incredibly lucky to have had an uncle who I will forever remember as someone who always paid attention to what my soul needed to say, and made sure that that take precedence. He made sure that my voice was never quiet in the world. When I needed, spoke up for me. He made sure that to remind me that my voice should never be tamped down. And made sure people know your name and know it completely. Don't repeat yourself. Teach yourself. And he was always that man to me. So I thank him for being that person to me, because he meant a lot. He meant a lot to my family. So his name was Jamie Senegal, and I'm going to miss him.
Speak your name.
Hugs, friend. Hugs.
Speak your name. Yes, yes, yes. Our prayers go out to you and your family. He's very young. Very young.
Very young. What a joint, bitch. So we have a guest host. We have a guest host in here, but he way in the back, like he don't know nobody. He's up on a loan. This is called. Like, we got a chair right here. The microphone right over here and shit. He act like the cigarette don't cut. The joint can't pass or nothing. Just way back there, like on 227.
Pass the Dutchie upon the left hand side. Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side.
You make me music, but the dumb bum.
With two microphones in there, remember?
Bum bum.
But yeah, my best friend Will from college is actually visiting.
Armand is feeling the music tonight.
So back in the day, a young me was in college, and this space right here was in college with me. We went to the same school. We've been friends ever since.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So this is Will.
All right. Hey, Will. How you doing?
Say his name again.
Will.
Will. Tell the people his name. Will who? Will who? Will I am?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me pull a chair up. Will from actually born in Okinawa, native to Pennsylvania. By way of Atlanta, by way of Texas, by way of Florida, by way of Chicago.
Just ask around.
By the way,
some Negro probably said, "We know that nigga."
Oh yeah. Hey, that's me.
Right? Yeah, we know.
That. And where do you live now?
Oh, I live in Amish country called Lebanon, Amish Mennonite country. Yeah.
Ooh,
horse and buggies. Yeah, we got horse and buggies. It's nothing to see them parked at Walmart. What else we got? We got the Mennonites, they can only drive black cars.
And God is not pleased with you right now.
Why is that?
You an Amish?
You know what? Listen, I moved there.
He's fucking with the Amish, bitch.
I moved there strictly for a job. And then once I stopped working there, I still was like there. So it was like, well, okay.
So you wanted to go back in time is what you wanted to do. You wanted to go back slower pace of time.
And back in time down there. That's why I was like, yo, I called my boy before I came over here. I had to run down to North Carolina. And then I came here as soon as I got back from North Carolina.
All right now.
And are you going to move out of there now? Or are you becoming accustomed to that lifestyle now?
That's a good question. I mean, I got accustomed to living out there. It's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? A lot of land. It's quiet at night. You know, I'm tired of the city. I lived in the city most of all my life. So, you know, I mean, to get some peace and quiet is definitely a rare. But I'm in the process of moving. So I came out here to check out some property and, you know, definitely see my boy and, you know, see what's popping out here.
And then every 6 months you see a black person there. Is that how long that happens? About every 6 months?
Yeah.
You say like a unicorn. No,
yes.
Oh, look.
Look. I just be walking up to their grill. I be like,
okay. I touch you. You touch me.
they be like that. But you know what? I feel like this place can definitely grow. Like, I mean, it depends on how you navigate it, I guess. I mean, you could come here and be the angry black guy, or you could come here with a goal that you set out to seek and go straight forward.
But how are you going to be the angry black guy there when everybody is so peaceful? Who are you arguing with?
I'm arguing with myself. Look at you.
Right.
You bitch. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. No. Go ahead.
Who are you arguing with? Because they look at you like you're crazy.
But y'all should see some of them friends, though. Who? Some friends in Amish country. I'm saying, I need all those numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Though it is Amish country, like, I'm in the center of everything. So you think there's, you know, I'm an hour from Philly, 2 hours from New York, an hour from Harrisburg, Hershey, Baltimore, hour and a half. You know,
so is it really like what we see on the TV when they predict these movies, where they really, everything is such a slow place and they don't have big stores in there and it's really just, I mean, they portray it to be this really beautiful place, and I get that part because it's all green and they live off the land and stuff like that.
Make fireplaces.
Well, okay, so this is how there is a city. So like, I live like in the city portion of it. You know what I mean? Even though it's still quiet, it's, you know, it has its own little city. So you can go to like, you know, Amish fairs.
There ain't no McDonald's, right?
No, no, there's McDonald's. Look, Amish people go to Walmart. They got a shop too, you know what I'm saying?
They long skirts on? Shut up.
Long skirts on in that big
girl. They be in Walmart, but they not going down to the deodorant aisle though.
I'll be like, you know what? They would kick me out.
They against deodorant?
Oh. Yeah, they don't put none of them products on their skin. They be tart, honey.
I really don't know their full out customs. You know what I'm saying? I just know like the top part of it, and some of the stereotypes that people believe that all Amish people are white is a stereotype. There are Black Amish people.
That's a lie.
Really? Yeah.
Really? Black Amish. Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're considered what they call Swash Amish. Swash Amish. So I don't know what the full meaning behind that is, but you do see the occasional Black Amish person.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and
have you been enjoying our city's fine bussies and penises? Been enjoying them?
Bussies and penises.
The juggler. We're going to the juggler.
Right. Let's San Francisco. You know.
Okay. Let's just say I was greeted well.
All right then. You know, I'm glad they laid out the proverbial welcome mat for you.
Literally.
That was the first, and beyond, like the first time.
No, but yes, the minute I walked in this door, this dude had a bow packed the size all the way to the top, key from the top, blew my fucking top off. I'm sitting here like,
Welcome to California.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what Fernando good for, goddamn.
And not only that, the next day. Okay.
Howard, what are their views on gay people there?
Well, I've went on two dates since I've been here. Where I live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I live, it's mainly either you're like down low or you're super flamboyant.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's nothing in my city. You literally have to go to the next city over, which would probably be the closest is either Reading or Harrisburg. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of little cities in between because, you know, we're broken down into a lot of, townships.
So wait a minute. So the biggest, you're an hour away. What's the next city next to you? So Reading and...
Where Pennsylvania is broken down into townships. So
yeah, because I lived in Pennsylvania. So
between Lebanon and Reading, there's probably like 20 townships.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just gonna break it down and say Lebanon, Reading.
And then I worked in Allentown.
The Allentown. You said Allentown.
I worked in Allentown.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Allentown, like a Bethlehem area.
Yes.
Stony Park and all that shit.
Yes.
Okay.
And I lived in the Poconos.
Hey, I heard y'all got a little nasty ranch up there.
Oh.
How you doing?
She wouldn't.
Slide in my
ear. Yeah, I'm like, I didn't even do it.
He's not even stuck it on barbecue ribs, let alone.
So
Don't you do it. Look, y'all better leave me alone. I ate barbecue this year while y'all playing. I did eat some barbecue. Now,
did you barbecue a drumstick or a thigh?
I ate some barbecue and I put some barbecue sauce on it. Now, leave me alone.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
What other black stuff did you do?
You took corn on the cob.
Did you
I eat corn on the cob.
The collar.
Did you eat some chitlins and shit?
I love chitlins.
Oh God, no!
With the hot sauce,
I am fucking.
No, I love chitlins.
Hell no!
Did you eat some chitlins and shit?
See, I eat chitlins with ketchup. So,
what's wrong with you?
So,
go on my phone. Green.
No man.
I think I'm done for this evening.
You know what?
No, for real. Are you being serious? Chitlins and ketchup?
Oh yeah, I do.
He's from the country. He's from Texas.
I'm from Texas, so.
Oh, I graduated high school in Texas.
Me too.
Look at that. Y'all just birds of a feather.
Were you a military baby?
Well, I grew up with my grandmother, but at the beginning, yeah.
Okay, because I was like,
when you so that, I kind of cued in on that when you said Okinawa.
When he said, I got, that's what I said too.
Yeah.
I was like, he had to be a military baby.
We got your number. We got your number. How you doing?
Yeah. So, I mean, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here, man. It's really cool.
Hope you enjoyed.
Did Nando tell you what our topics were? Because we're about to run through this.
Right here to your right.
Okay.
So we're right here with same-sex partners and not eligible for Social Security benefits of spouses.
So
okay, that's cool. So I can beat that bitch ass and still flex.
The wonderful thing, I mean, this happened the other day. Y'all know that we have been in that fight for so long. We've been in this fight for equality. We've been in the fight for so much stuff. And so many people got married here as soon as it was able to do. We had so many weddings. And on that first day, we had Bishop Yvette Flunder and Shirley Miller. They were right there. So this is what people don't understand, that this is a great thing. That now, if you are with somebody, they can get your benefits.
Wow, benefits!
If you marry somebody, because people just always think that they just want to be married. No, there's these things that if something happens to you and you have a house together, we've seen it happen on TV so many times on these shows, and the family come through and put the person out.
Yep.
And I experienced that with one of my friends. He wasn't even dead an hour. And his family came to the hospital. But where's his car at? Where is it that? And I'm like, baby, we sold his car months ago when he first got sick, when he knew he wasn't going to be able to drive no more. What do we need a car for? And that's all they were concerned about. And once they found out that they wasn't getting no money, his family left.
Of course they did.
That really,
in the altruistic ways, like,
it just, and I have to tell my own personal story, but everybody knows that my father was gay, and my brother and sister tried to take everything away from the man that my father was with. And fortunately, now that nigga didn't leave no will, so to make sure I got taken care of, but he made sure that man got taken care of, so they didn't get that money. They thought they was getting that house and them cars and everything, but that man got that money.
Did stepdaddy give you anything? Yeah.
That nigga didn't leave me. Still waiting for him to leave me some. I'm gonna dig him up and be like,
"Look, I'm telling you, look, because some bitches know how to get things right to make sure they get somebody put some papers on the pussy. But you're gonna put papers on this pussy today.
But we really need it. It's really needed.
It's called a living trust, and it's called power of attorney. Because a dead man tells no tales. If you don't have no paperwork, you're fucked.
Put papers on that pussy, bitch.
I have all three.
Yeah, right. All of that, sure do.
I have a living trust, and I have a power of attorney.
I do not want anybody to speculate shit about what I want. No, fuck you.
Thank you. Everything is written.
I'm going to cuss you out on the way out.
When I'm gone.
And so there's a lawsuit going on which led up to this, and Michael Ealy, he had married his partner, James Taylor, both from Arizona. They had been together for 43 years, but Taylor died of cancer 6 months later, right before this law went into effect. And y'all know what happened. The family came through. And it's so hard because, look, you've been with this person for 43 years, and then they block you out from coming to the funeral. And they make it where you want to kill them. That's what they really want to make, because you're already grieving because you've lost the love of your life. And then the family just go bobo crazy over what little money that they think they're going to get. And half the time, they done blew the money in 2 weeks and they broke again.
But
so,
you know what? But nowadays, they got them, smart-ass queens, that the ones that got real money in the States. They know how to burn a bitch in the fan. It's like, nah. I've seen some gay couples that, like, one passed away. Ooh, that I had a former friend of mine. One had sudden death syndrome. Like, he actually passed away on a honeymoon on the cruise. Woke up and his heart went turned to stone. It went.
Oh.
Died in his arms. Died in minutes.
Oh.
Do. Apparently, it was a hereditary thing, genetic thing. But you have doctors don't look for it until you actually, you know, you have to actually specifically look for it. And he didn't know. So, but when I say that their estate was wrapped so fucking tight, the family started to butt in. Bitch, you thought the FBI, the CIA, the next day, like within a week after they died, the entire family got envelopes with instructions where everything they're gonna get and what specifically they will not get. Literally, there was two sheets in there, and it had specifics of what you will get, what you won't get, and what you will not do, and what you cannot lay claims to. Thank you. Wow. When you peace out.
You know what this reminds me of?
It was on videotape. Is it just in case the tape didn't work?
It reminds me of that movie Knives Out.
Uh-huh.
Did you see it already?
A little bit. Oh, God.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty good.
Out?
Knives Out.
Knives Out.
Yeah, like everybody got their knives out.
You gotta protect your shit.
That a Netflix movie?
No, I think it was on HBO or one of the two. It just came out.
It was on HBO.
Yeah, and they're all trying to kill the father of it, you know, because he's very rich and they're all trying to get the money. It's a movie of whodunit, basically.
Right, right.
So it's a whodunit.
Eyes Out, 2019. Okay.
2019, yes. It's pretty good. Okay. It's very visual if you're into like movies. And if you love Daniel Craig. I do have a thing for Daniel Craig. I'm sorry.
Oh, you have a thing for Daniel Craig?
I do.
Get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee.
There's just this one scene from.
Put him in the back and Tom Hardy in the front, baby.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
A swirl. Wow.
Just a little. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. So
and talk that Cagney shit to me, God damn it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's Tom Hardy. Okay, I know who he is.
Yeah, you know, Tom Hardy. I would do disgusting.
Paul Kunyata. You hear me?
I've seen him before.
You're gonna get
Paul Kunyata. You can have it all.
I'm gonna Doja Cat all over your face.
And then you know you got to give a shout out to Sean Connery. He passed away, but that was another white man I could have got it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery could have got all that.
Was my old head.
Did he pass away?
Yeah,
yes, that's way.
Just recently?
Yeah.
Like last year.
Oh, did we talk about that last year?
No, last week. Last week.
We did.
Oh, we did? Because, you know, I can't remember last week.
Oh, last week.
Yeah,
he did. Oh, he died last week? Damn.
Oh, hold on. Let me go back and look.
Yeah. He just recently died.
I thought it was last year. Wow. Yeah, it was last year. October 31st of 2020.
Thank you.
Okay, so it was the anniversary. Okay, so
because I was like, that would have been in the news. I was like, I would have caught that.
It popped up and totally missed
that shit.
Yeah, so I was like, damn, Sean Connery's gone. But yeah, that was another old head. Like, Crystal, don't touch me.
Sean Connery, okay. Okay.
So Crystal, you leaving your SSI too.
I may be married by then. What you talking about? I said,
who you leaving it to?
Who you
gonna marry?
I don't know. I may decide to get married now.
Mm. Oh shit! Now. Oh shit! What are you not telling us, honey?
Who's gonna get your cookies and milk?
No.
I may decide to get married now. Things change.
Who's got your chicken and biscuits, baby?
Changing life.
Are you changing? Oh, okay, we're changing. Who are you leaving your wine collection to, bitch?
I know that's for real.
You need to split that on the front.
Now that
is this a new revelation or is this money?
The wine collection, I've already started. I've been working on my inventory on that. That goes to Gloria. So.
Gloria! So look, like, can I at least get one bottle?
I bring you a bottle.
I'm Fernando, so
I'm like, just give me a bottle just to say goodbye. Like, I won't even open it. I'm gonna just let this up at age. I'm gonna drink on my
bring you a bottle. I'm sitting here like, oh my God, this is just too much wine. It's too much wine. And
I'm like, let me get something, bitch.
I found a $500 bottle the other day while I was cleaning. I was like, oh my God.
Ooh, you ain't gonna drink it, are you?
No. I'm not opening because I bought it. It was like two something when I bought it. And so when I pulled it up, now it's worth $500. So.
Oh, Dad.
But you know, I bought a lot of stuff as collector.
Come on, investment daddy.
I bought collector's bottles. When I bought some, I was like, let me buy this. If you're going to be a real wine connoisseur, you got to know the age stuff and be like, hey, because what we just saw the other day, these people walked into that hotel and walked out there with like a $400,000 bottle of wine that they stole from that hotel somewhere. I almost had a heart attack. $400,000 that would
do. We don't beat that bitch with a bottle. You don't steal that kind of bottle. No, bitch, we're going to find you with a bottle and beat your ass with a bottle and take our shit back.
So somebody, I may look. I'm open. It's a new era. I'm open to dating. I'm open to new things.
You gotta leave that hole open. Hey! I'm gonna leave the door open.
Yes, I'm gonna leave the door open. So it's a new day, y'all. It's a new day.
Oh, it's a new day.
We're coming out of COVID, so things are changing. I mean, you know, hey. And my favorite site on Instagram, I'm so sick of them, but everybody is getting married on my site on Instagram. It's every day they just keep putting up these weddings. So it's kind of put me in that, gee golly, maybe I should do that.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. So it's more.
And then I'm getting ready for Lamont's wedding. So I'm just so ready. You know, I'm gonna be there.
Mr. Bradley, now
I'm gonna be there with bells on.
Love is it? It's next October.
All right, because I will be ready. I'll be ready. I will have a nip tucked and sucked and. Bitch, I'm gonna be so fucking snatched. I'm gonna be like an exclamation point. I'm gonna just show up and it's gonna be damn.
Okay. Wait a minute, ma'am. Let's not forget whose wedding it is. Like that.
Well, you know what? It's all support.
Stop at the door.
look, stop Fernando at the door and be like, you know what?
You gotta do that.
This is too much. It's too much.
Fools away.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta do that shit. Like, that's exactly what drew the devil. Look. Hey, right at the door, look, I'll be like, Lamont got somebody, bitch. Let me in so I can find some prospects.
And then y'all know I'm going to Curacao for that other wedding that I'm one payment away from completely paying off. Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't that in May? Hey.
August. So I did good. I was trying to be paid off well in advance because now I got to buy this big old first class ticket. So I got to.
What's your heart?
Yeah.
You can use those frequent flyer miles. You can upgrade with those frequent flyer miles. Use the miles.
Yeah.
Bus drop them to a coupon.
Oh, not the coupon.
Shoot, I would use everything. I'm like, everything. Like, how much can I price this? Like, you take Chipotle?
Okay, what's the one? Your Groupon?
Bitch, do you take AARP, bitch? Because according to the mail, I qualify.
Do y'all got
better point on it? You better use it.
Shit. According to the mail, I qualify for the shit.
Points on it, goddamn it, here.
I'm here for the shit.
Now, Armand, who you leaving your SSI to? Mm-hmm.
Oh no, bro. I don't know what these goofy ass dudes are here. I have no fucking idea. let's just motherfucking call it. You know who I'm leaving it to? My mama and my siblings.
Oh boy.
Cause you dusty hoes won't act right to save your motherfucking life. You won't act right. You won't act right to get in the wheel, goddammit.
Oh wow.
You dusty hoes.
Oh, okay.
So baby, we all know that relationship is over.
Okay. They're like, and to this motherfucker, it'd be crickets.
Okay, Ayala, fix life.
If we didn't know before, we know now.
Yes. Like, Omar's gonna leave a note that says, I you are no longer in my mammy titty.
Right, no longer on the mammy titty.
My titties are gone.
Oh, help us today.
Yes, sir.
Yes, bitch.
Fernando, who are you leaving your SSI to?
If what's a good question? Because I'll be very specific because it all depends on where I'm at. If I have a company, have a big company and whatnot, then I'm trusting the people who actually know how to run shit and do shit. I make decisions based on, you know, practicality and who I know can handle shit, you know. Like I would not give a pile of money to nobody that has a habitual problem with anything.
Well, thank you.
you would get allowances.
Thinking me.
Sure, well, you get allowances. I'm gonna fuck with you for the rest of your life, bitch. You're gonna be on a fucking excursion.
You better haunt me,
bitch. Like, you gotta go through 3 therapists and a psychologist for 45 hours. And then I need you to go skip town and then kiss my ass 3 times before you get this check.
Oh, Lord.
Like, because the thing is, that's my final, in my final act, I get to be fucking that petty. Okay. Like, I worked that hard for that shit, so I might as well just sit here. If I got to deal with the shit, I might as well just have fun with it. Have some Monopoly fun with it. Like, I bequeath.
I bequeath, goddamn.
Bequeath. Billionaire, say hi.
That would be me, Sam, because talking shit, I would have a videotape and have it laid out, but I definitely would be fair, and it would probably be thoughtful, and, you know, more than anything, I would not care about the
position. All they, that shit.
I would probably you donate.
Say who he was going to give it to.
Right.
Most of the money I probably donate.
Right. Surrounded, honey. Dancing with
the sun. He would go around.
Danced.
Like, you know what?
That's what I would do. So since he danced, we going on. Will, who you
leaving? Look, okay, you know what? To be honest with you, most of the money I probably would donate. And if the people closest to me, I would probably even distribute it out. But
also, it all go to Will. Okay, and then Will, who you leaving your SSI to?
Well, I believe in the children of our future.
Treat them well. Let them lead the way.
The greatest love of all.
Make it easier. The children. No, you might see to her neck. You know, when she was ready to unleash, I swear the lady said on the documentary, her back opened up. Okay. Anyways, I'm sorry, I'm going on a witness tangent, but I would think I would leave the money to.
You know, it's going live soon.
Oh my!
Oh shit!
Don't say no name.
Look, yeah. don't mess up your bitch,
Mando.
Oh shit.
Yes.
I guess the niece and nephew is just gonna be really screwed.
Well, I only ask you one favor.
It's gonna be petty too.
It's so petty. Okay, I was the mascot of my high school, right? And it was my picture in the senior yearbook in that hot ass mascot, and they put this bitch's Jessica's name at the bottom of it. And it was that fucking teacher, Miss Merriweather. I want you to hunt her down. She's a white lady. Hunt her down and you smack the dog shit out of her. I put a little bit of my ashes in your palm when you do it. Put a little bit of my ashes in your palm, maybe even a handful, okay? The handful. Bam! Bitch!
That is...
Can you do that?
That is rooted petty. Woo!
And if I ask you, what was those ashes? That was my mama's ass, bitch.
I can't with y'all.
That is the most pettiest shit I've heard in my life, bitch.
The only thing I ask for. Only.
Slap a bitch with your ashes.
Please. So I can feel it.
Bitch, what you put on my face? Dick.
Okay.
Ashy dick.
Show ain't Chuck Avery, dick.
Lord help us today. Well, we know where Lamont is going because we got a wedding coming up, so he ain't got no choice.
I don't.
Don't wish that shit on me.
Because I will be haunted if I don't.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
I want to get married.
Like, you gonna get like, shoot, Lamont. If you don't say. Say only one name and one name only. Right about bitch, you gonna find your grave faster than you think, bitch.
Not 2, 3, 4, 8, bitch.
Yes, bitch, you gonna see a drive by in the back of the camera right now.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I was ready for Armand to be the next wedding, but I was like, he's gonna be the next person getting married.
No, Armand is hunting for starfish.
I digress.
Probably.
Next one, I need to get married.
No, I'm not.
You need to.
I need
the wedding to be in.
I am available for football players, basketball players. I will MMA fighters, like people with benefit programs. I'm not here for Save the Negro Foundations. And
shit.
not sponsoring your cause, your life, your spirit, your thoughts.
Mando said he is not in the NAACP.
Okay.
Yeah. Show up with a whole ass man, bitch, because this Social Security would not be benefiting you, bitch.
Oh, Lord. So
my SSI would be contributing to you going back home with a trash bag.
Oh. This is a great thing, y'all.
And look, let me say this before we move off this. You can't have my SSI if you ain't got a comparable SSI. If your raggedy ass ain't worked for 10 minutes out of your whole long ass life, you can't have my fucking SSI. Why didn't work for those goddamn 13 days? You can't have none of it.
All those years they played video games, they didn't make no money. That what you're
telling me? None, because you ain't paid no goddamn taxes that nobody can record, goddamn.
Taxes, what's the
right? Out of my SSI, I like that.
Right.
I know that's the fuck right.
We'll get all that shit.
So we need to compare numbers before.
Exactly. I'm here for this. We need to go to that damn Social Security site and see how much Social Security you are due.
Yes.
Listen.
He is with the shit.
I am with the shit.
Yes.
Lord help.
I'm here for the shit.
Y'all. Stay away from
what's next?
Yes.
And we're moving.
Marjorie Taylor Greene said,
playing. Moving pieces. Armand got his feelings about that. He was really in his feelings.
I love this.
Speaking of wenchy ass bitches, we're going to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene right quick.
Oh, her dusty ass.
Well,
Armand, you all right? Because you was really in your feelings right there.
Oh, no. I mean, well, you know how it is, friend. You know, it's always somebody who wants something for nothing.
Exactly. I can't stand a motherfucker who just showed up and think they owe something. Like, bitch, what the fuck did you do? Like, I'm cute, bitch. You not, like, you know what's not cute, bitch? Showing up with only the thing your parents gave to you, bitch. You got genetics. You ain't get shit. Like, being cute ain't doing nothing but saying that you're fucking stealing mama titty.
I got an acquaintance right now who got a little house and got a little condo in San Francisco and is hollering about done married this goddamn green card getting, talking about, oh, I'm gonna sell my house so we can move to LA because it's sunnier down there. I'm like, if you do that, you better not put that motherfucker name on your house.
Right.
But them stupid motherfuckers be flooding me love and like, bitch, look. You
only married him for a green card.
He gets here, it's over.
Yeah. It's over when you hit LA.
You know who you won't ask for a green card? A hoe. Because a hoe is smart enough to be caught up in no fucking mess like that. A hoe be like, wait a minute, I got too much dick and too much ass going around my life to be caught up in
never in my life seen no shit like that.
Like, either you gonna run me some money, or only time you gonna get somebody to run you a green card, bitch, if you can run some ass or some dick that damn good that you feel
like my friend said, could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Bitch, if you ain't got Ronnie Wilson dick shit.
Ooh.
We speak your name, Ronnie.
Bitch, if you ain't get stuck in the gut by 13 inches, bitch, don't be asking for no green card, bitch.
Sir, where are you gonna put that thing? Where is that?
Like, if you're taking 13, you can have a green card. You can have the password.
Somebody, if you don't put that ruler down, goddammit.
Like, bitch, if you a good ass man with got shit going on with a 13 inch dick, bitch, you can have the fucking green card, bitch. You can have all the cards you want.
Here. Every color card you want.
Pick a color, nigga. You can have the fucking here. Take that shit.
Amanda said you can have his black card if you walk in here with 13 inches.
Fuck yeah, take all the motherfucking cards. Get out of my face right now. No.
Well, no. You ain't getting no goddamn card. I don't care what you got.
No card and no SSI. Okay, what we doing? What we doing?
No SSI. No barbecue.
Marjorie Taylor Greene claims that the January 6th insurrection attack was justified by the Declaration of Independence.
You know what? They should run a goddamn insurrection up on her front porch and see how justified that shit is.
She was on a podcast hosted by the devil himself, Steve Bannon. And she said, if you think about what our Declaration of Independence says, it says to overthrow tyrants. There is a clear difference between January 6th and the Communist Revolution, the Antifa, BLM, Democratic ground troops waged on American people in 2020. But she just believes they're innocent. All of those people were innocent because they were trying to overthrow the tyrants. Because
can we just cut to the shit? Like, look, look, Marjorie, baby. Did your daddy touch you in the pussy in the water one?
I didn't know where the fuck that was going, but my God. For me, you
don't have a drink. What happened? And you're like, did your dad just touch your pussy in the bathwater? And like, did we miss something? Did your mama accidentally squirt her titty juice in your eyes? It just left you scarred for life and you just never was right.
You have to go away.
I don't know what happened. Did your little brother just stick his pinky toe in the wrong spot? What the fuck? Did Paul give you some popsicles?
I think we're 6 months after. Over 680 people have been arrested. So if the people are being arrested, what makes you think that this is justified by the Declaration of Independence?
It's not really, like, because we're going through the wrong conversation, ladies and gentlemen. Like, we're talking to a woman who's batshit crazy about her logic because she doesn't want to make any sense because her job is not going to make no fucking sense. Like, she's getting paid for whatever the words come out of her mouth. This is called performance theater. That's the reason why I'm talking about all the other bullshit around her, because just like her words, it's bullshit. Okay, that's why I'm saying, who touched you, baby? Let's have that conversation, because any other conversation is about as crazy as it's going to get, and I'm not here for that shit. So what I'm here for is, where did your daddy put his finger at? Like, did your uncle do it? Like, I just want to know. Like, did you smell your finger afterwards? Like, what the hell happened?
So you're saying there's some
did you queef in a quarter popped out of something? A piece of corn just pop out? What the fuck happened, bitch? what part of events happened in your life that you just said,
you know what happened to that goofy bitch?
Logic. I'm just gonna be batshit crazy for the rest of my life. What?
Let me tell you what happened to that goofy bitch. That goofy bitch tripped over a goddamn a high jump box in the goddamn she tripped over a high jump box in the damn CrossFit gym and bust her goddamn her head to the white meat.
What is a high jump box?
You know, where you have to jump from standstill on top of a box.
Is that the video where everybody and people be trying to jump on that thing and they fall?
That's not what I mean, but sure, let's do that.
Let's do the crates. Let's do the crates.
No, yeah. Not the crates. Like, people would be in the gym and they be trying to jump up on that thing and they keep saying, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
I'm like, did somebody crush her behind the bleachers or something? Like,
okay, I get it now. I get it.
I just thought of something.
What
is the difference between the insurrection that happened in DC and all those porn stores called Insurrection in Atlanta?
Oh my God, I love those stores.
Is this a trick question or a riddle?
I don't know, I just thought of it.
Are all the, I missed
all the rednecks go to rednecks go the same place? I mean, they're the same, they're all going at the Lake Nut. They both need to get off.
I missed the second part. I didn't hear what you said.
Because there was a big famous chain store in Atlanta called Insurrection. And it just so happens a whole lot of rednecks tend like to congregate there and fuck in the back alleys and shit. Yes, they were. Depending on which location you went to.
I went to all of them.
The one in Sandy Springs, the Sandy Springs one.
So I frequent more.
Oh, you mean the one on Roswell Road?
Yeah.
Hey. On Roswell Road. I don't know nothing about it. I just went there and got some lead one day. I don't know nothing about it.
Lies. I don't know about it. Because you was real confident when you said that.
That's true.
I mean, I know where it's at now. I mean, now if you want to talk about something, the one over on Cheshire Bridge. That's
yeah.
Come on now.
Yes,
sir. Jesus.
Come on now. Come on.
The one that you had to pay $10 to get into.
Come on, goddamn shit.
It was like,
talk about something. I ain't ashamed with it. I just don't know nothing about it.
Don't be ashamed.
I just had to stop getting some
Pickaboos really. Used to be bumping. Yo, the club wasn't even shit. It'd be everybody be at Pickaboos. You pay $5 to get in. Yo, I remember this guy fell out. And this is why I always say this. There's this room where like 10 people could get inside. The dude fell out of the damn room with his pants around his ankles. And he looked at me and was like, don't judge me. And I was like, I won't.
Oh, you're sitting here with your pussy and you don't want to be judged?
Okay. Baby, I'm telling you, all the best porn scenes were conceptualized in these motherfucking back corners, because the shit they would come up with back in the day, I'm like, bitch, you know what? Pop That Coochie ain't got shit on this video clip right here. Bitch, who taught you this move right here? And it'd be like some married man up there, like, yo, them with the construction outfit on, bitch. But like doing some straight up P Valley moves. I'm like, bitch, who taught you that move, bitch? Bussy be just black all over the shit. I'm like, what the?
He said,
baby.
He said, don't touch me.
That location? That location, bitch. Shit, you could have found the penicillin to COVID over there. Shit.
Well,
I was so fucking weird.
You could have found the motherfucking kid. And that
bring us back, host. Bring us back.
Yeah, I'm about to bring us on back. Yes,
we're moving.
Bring us back.
And we're moving.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
They over there reminiscing.
They reminiscing. Yes. Back down memory lane.
I know.
Let's make the town tonight. Hey.
Yeah, right. They don't win somewhere. So in other news.
Yes. Speaking of
Tyler Perry has decided that he is going to relinquish
some of his creative control.
And I think this is because of the backlash, because some of you hoes got on the internet and y'all went bobo crazy left talking about this man and his marketing machine that he has bulldozed into a $1 billion company.
No, because this queen don't give a flat fuck about anybody but nobody. You know when you start paying attention, when that motherfucker start losing some of their sponsors and some of them coins, and people stop watching them shows because they start getting stale and predictable. So they back the fuck. They pulled out like a hot hoe before nothing, bitch. Like they was fuck this fucking show. Because some of the shows
does every analogy you have come with a sex tag on it?
Wait, why are you
serious?
You know why
I'm
I did that? Because now you're going to remember about Tyler Perry. Had some misses, bitch. Okay, so let's start talking about he was a fucking marketing genius. Let's cut the shit on this one. Because I love Tyler Perry, but he give a flat fuck about what people say about him and no fucking media, no news. If the same man who put a fucking wig on and do Madea in the time period he was doing it, I guarantee you comments was not the thing he was worried about. I guarantee you somebody's numbers were slipping somewhere and he said, you know what? This fucking studio is not gonna pay for itself. These electricity bills are high. So, okay, these are people out here who's produced better shows than I have, and I don't have the patience nor the time to do it because he already said that this the stuff that he produces, how he produces it. He did say that, he went on the record saying it. Like the shows that he produced, the particular way he likes to produce it is for his crowd. Mm-hmm. He gave it that. But as far as the creative control, no, boo. That's because you need some more dollars in your plus.
Oh no! I mean, you have to think about it. I mean, now he's got more than he's ever had. So you can't the same shit that you got when you were coming up. You can't keep it going when you get so much.
Yeah.
Now he's buying islands and shit. And
yeah, exactly.
At airports, that he's got his own fucking airport. I mean, it's like, you know, he's got so much till you can't do anything. And if you guys remember, I said about maybe a year ago when we were on the show that my nephew started to do some writing and stuff, who's been doing shit for years, but he started doing some writing stuff for Tyler Perry. So it's like him and a whole bunch of people from Insecure and all these other writers or whatever are now getting the opportunity to help Tyler write some good shit. You know, like you said, we had started losing a little bit of direction.
Yes.
I don't know if any of those sponsors left. I very seriously doubt that.
I'm talking about up and own.
But I'm talking, well, own is, you know, that's a whole nother subject.
But no, if we're talking about dollars and cents here, you know, because Solid Pair is now a corporation institution here. Like, if I'm a businessman, I'm thinking about, look, I'm not, the least thing, if I got this kind of money, I'm buying an Oz and shit. The last thing I'm dealing with is with anybody at the gas station talking about me on fucking Twitter. That's the last thing I'm thinking about. What I'm really thinking about is how I'm going to pay these bills and make sure these payrolls get cut. And if these shows are not popping, then I need to put somebody in place who's writing popping shows and make these numbers, because, you know, he was able to grab a certain particular audience at the time period he was doing it, and he did it very well. And he would be a dang old fool if he wouldn't say, you know what, these people are capturing an audience that I need to bring in for these dollars.
Any comments, Ryan?
Sorry?
You have any thoughts?
On...
I know one thing, I guarantee.
Oh, on Tyler Perry? Yeah, we'll go. And I do have thoughts. I do.
Come on, Will. Give us your thoughts. Go ahead, Will.
Oh, no, I said I know one thing. I guarantee he's wearing a wig right now.
All right.
Maybe that wig ain't never going. Oh, okay. If you look at it, Madea has died and come back, and here she comes again.
Yes. On Netflix.
On Netflix.
My thing is, if it's broke, don't. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So
stop trying to kill a bitch, but she can't be dead.
Listen. Okay, Armand, take us home on this one so we can go into our good old discussion. And as we wrap up, take us home. Give us what you got.
Great, Armand.
So, look, what I think about Tyler Perry's writing, I do remember that whole dust up where, like, you know, people were saying that he wasn't helpful to, like, Black writers in the sense of, you know, like, having a writer room, given that type of opportunity. And, you know, like, it's two ways to think about that. You can think about it like, oh, he's, you know, he's not really sharing the opportunity in that light. But that man gave a lot of people a lot of opportunity. And then you can think about it in the way in which he is starting to evolve to, in the sense of, yeah, he ain't leaving that writer's table for like 3 to 4 years, according to this article, but he is leaving it. And I think if he's going to continue to produce product at the rate that he does, then I think, you know, that vacuum that he leaves will put a lot of people in some good opportunities, you know, to showcase what they can do. I mean, we all know that what he puts out is not really the best quality, but I'm happy that he exists because Adam Sandler exists. And, you know, his shit ain't no good either, but he still gets, you know, all the Netflix coin and all that shit. So, you know, that's just another step towards true equality. You know, if a Black man can produce mediocre shit and make a fuck ton of money, like, you know, a Jewish man can do and make a fuck ton of money, then I ain't mad at it. But for the record, I ain't seen but probably 2 Tyler Perry productions, and the rest of that shit is trash. Ooh. Y'all can keep it.
I liked a lot of his movies.
I don't like none of it. The only one I liked was For Color Girls. That's the only one I liked.
I like all of Madea movies. Well, I like For Color Girls. I love For Color Girls.
I like
For Color Girls.
I like The Family That Prays.
That was an excellent movie.
That was good.
I do love those.
Yeah, that was.
I'm not saying I see.
I did like I Can Do Bad All By Myself.
Oh yes, Jesus,
that was
Taraji. Taraji pulled that.
Yeah. Why Did I Get Married? I liked a couple of those. I did like.
Okay, yeah, that was the other one that I liked too.
Yeah, yeah, because that was the time that Janet did that. Like that's when Michael had passed away, and that. All the emotion she had, it was actually about him. It was so raw. Mm-hmm. And she had said that was like, you got to see all of that real rawness of her grief in that. And I was like, that's what got it for me. Watching that part just gave me chills.
I fucked with Tyler Perry movies because he did at the time when he was coming out, he was the one that was giving you those twists at the end. You're like, oh. And I did like him then.
Yeah.
His shows, I couldn't quite get into. It was just his shows. Like, I did start watching, like, what's that one? The Have and Have Nots. I started watching that because I thought it was interesting. And then it just, I don't know, I just fell off of it. But his movies, I rock with. Adam Sandler, on the other hand, I don't know. That's like apples to oranges. I don't think Adam Sandler has way as much money as Tyler Perry.
Nowhere near.
Right. But Adam Sandler did have some kick-ass movies, like with some twisted ends, like the Jewel Thief, or he just came out with this one.
You're talking about Uncut Gems.
Yo, that, did you see it?
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
Mm-hmm. See, it is. And I, you know, so I rocked
with that come out.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably the last couple of years it came out. It's pretty good though.
Yeah, Adam Sandler. Big Daddy was funny as hell.
And oh man, I love that fucking movie.
Yeah. And the one when he got all the money, I forgot where he was rich and he had the butler with the black foot.
Mr. Like, Deeds.
Yeah.
I mean, we know these shitty movies, but they shitty movies.
Yo, baby, you know you cracked up on a couple of them. Exactly.
No, I mean, but
they Happy Gilmore, yo, I rock.
If you're high and ain't got nothing to do, you put the shit on.
Yeah,
yeah,
fair.
I guess.
And Adam is worth over $400 million. So
fair.
But Tyler's worth $1.6 billion.
Right. And so, you know, same thing. You know, you smoke some weed and watch Adam Sandler movies. You take off your girdle and loosen your bra and watch some Tyler Perry movies.
Hey, there it is. True story.
Well, everybody's got an audience.
Everybody has an audience. Tyler Perry, keep doing you.
Yeah.
Y'all, we have been in COVID forever, it seems like. And it seems like now that we have one county in the Bay Area that is relaxing mask mandates. And they're saying that you can go into restaurants and not wear your mask. You don't have to wear it from the table to the bathroom, from the entrance door to the table and all of that. But do y'all think we're ready?
They kind of doing that now.
No, I don't think we're ready. Didn't the CDC just say the other day that we slime back in the color system?
Yeah.
All right, we done went from yellow to orange now. So,
And that's because these folks, they won't get vaccinated. They're not wearing masks. I mean, I started driving again, Lyft part time, and I've had to tell like four or five people, you can't get in my car if you ain't wearing your mask.
Wow. So Marin County went first. Alameda County is going next, and Contra Costa, which is my county, is going next, and then Alameda County, which is Oakland, all of that in that East Bay. But San Francisco is not on that list yet. So,
and then LA County just passed today that you have to be vaccinated in order to go to bars and clubs now.
Yeah, because bars you need to show your shit too. Yeah.
So it's like Seattle. You must be vaccinated. Yeah,
baby. I was just about to say, every place me and Lewis went in Seattle, they was like, they didn't even ask for ID at clubs. They were saying vaccination card.
Yeah.
Restaurants, vaccination card. We were like, oh, I have a party or two. Vaccination card. I'm like,
damn. I don't care who you are. Just show me vaccination card.
Can I come in first and make a reservation for it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No.
All right. Here you go. Boom.
I need to know who you're vaccinated, if you're vaccinated or not. Look, do you have your papers?
Right. But what I can't get is these people that are losing their jobs because they refuse to get vaccinated. And then they don't get unemployment. That's some shit right there.
That's cold.
Nurse at Kaiser here who was in the hospital not wearing a mask in the hospital. And she was mad because they fired her. But she was given ample time. You work in the hospital.
Right.
You should be the first one to have gotten vaccinated.
Right.
Choices and
because death is all around you in the hospital.
Sure will.
I'm on the fence about the mask thing because trust me, I'm sick of wearing these masks and it's hard to drive the bus with that mask because I'm so used to having on sunglasses and I cannot wear my sunglasses and it really jacks my eyes up. So I'd be out there irritated and just like, oh my God, Susan, kids, get out.
You ever bought a defogger or anything for your glasses?
I tried that, but it only lasted just a little bit. It didn't do enough to make a big difference. It didn't do enough. And I'm like,
I mean, stop breathing so goddamn hard.
Breathe through your mouth. That's another
look.
I'm like, you not open your mouth.
You know he's seeing boys up there. He got a hoo.
I'm just wondering if it's, I mean, I kind of
breathe deeply. I'm breathe deeply and slowly. Breathe with your whole body.
I'm over mask. Over mask. But even though I have one in every color. And
Harlem Knights. Yeah. Harlem Knights when he locked
up. We have a total of 100
short breaths. He's like,
what'd you say?
We have a total of 116 masks. I counted them the other day.
Wow.
Oh, and so I'm thinking,
because we just bought shit and seen shit and said, oh, that's cute and okay. And those, you know, and then people were selling them, oh, 3 for $5 and, you know, 3 for $10 and all. I'm like, okay, fine. You know, and then you just coordinate your shit with, you know, different masks.
Oh, I have seen them all over Instagram. Y'all are completely coordinated with the mask. I'm like, these are masks.
Halloween masks. Fendi, the Rolls, Houndstooth. Oh, you got it. Oh, baby, listen.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we know I got it.
Like, and it's so funny because when it first started, March, April, May, I was like, oh, I'll get one or two or whatever. And shit, the next thing you know, you start buying them to match your shirts and buying them to match this shit. You know, it's like, okay.
That's what I'm, you know what makes me mad? I think, Michael Jackson knew something so long ago, and now we're all catching up. That motherfucker been wearing a mask.
So do the Asians.
They have been wearing them.
We used to laugh at their ass all the time.
We used to be like, why Michael always wearing a mask? And look, now we all running around.
Listen, and what he said, this is it. And listen.
Yep.
Bye.
Get out of here. But I'm still going to be wearing my mask, even though they didn't let this bad boy down. I'm still going to wear my mask.
I'm here for this shit. This is it.
I got to have my mask.
It's in spring of 24 or something like that is when we should be back to normal.
What?
Spring of 24.
I told y'all that. I said this thing wasn't going nowhere.
Back to normal. Life will never go. This has just been a major shift in life right now. We are now living in a major paradigm. This is never, it's never going to go back to normal. To think that it's going to go back to normal is just insane.
Yeah.
No. What are they going to do? Take the plastic down and tell people, no, don't wear your mask. The people that want to wear masks now?
Yeah. And people are that glad to wear masks because they ain't got smell their damn breath no more. You're like, you know what? Yeah.
People's cracked ass lips when they be all chapped and whimper. You ain't got to look at them all dry and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Just keep your mask off.
Keep your mask on.
Like, please do.
People wouldn't you'd be like, keep your mask
on. But didn't they say the other day that now with the vaccination supposedly lasts for like 6 months or something like that? We're going to have to get vaccinated every 6 months?
This is going to be like the flu shot.
Yeah, the boosters.
Well, the flu shot's an annual thing, yeah. So now they're talking about if you got vaccinated 6 to 8 months ago, get ready to get a booster. Uh-huh. You know, but then they're saying on the average, it's going to last 6 to 8 months, and every 6 to 8 months, you got to get revaccinated.
Give me that bitch,
man. They're about to cash in on this shit, you know.
Give me what your best shot, bitch. Look, right now, they're already in, still in what, phase two of the STD prep drug.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for the shit. So basically it's a morning after pill for all STDs. So basically when you've had a good time, you just pop that bitch and it keeps it.
I told everybody COVID was still going to be going on into 23 and into 24, but people didn't want to believe me. This thing is not going away just like people thought it was going to do. It's here to stay.
You might as well just turn every multi corporate high rise and just turn into a museum. Using a mixed-use event space.
But what do you think as far as this mandate is concerned? I mean, what do you think people's reactions are going to be as far as like now? Okay, I know down here in LA County, it's like you have to either be vaccinated or have a negative test within 72 hours.
I love it. Now,
they're starting to say you got to be vaccinated. So is that going to make people not want to go out of the house? Is that going to make people just like say, "Fuck it, I'll just be a hermit and be at home," and you know?
I love it. I love the mandate because the one thing that we don't do over here that I think could really help us is the testing. Right. In Europe or specifically in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, they're not really doing masks. I mean, I can't say that they, you know, their numbers, you know, reflect like that this is a good idea, but they don't do masks because they you know, they do masks on like public transit and places where it's close quarters, but like they've gotten in the practice of testing themselves so that when they do get infected, they catch it early, they quarantine early and stop the spread. Our dumbasses run around here, oh, well, if you see a symptom, then go get tested. Well, you done gave the shit to like 3,000 people by that time.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is that a lot of people don't even have symptoms, you know?
Right, but that's the thing.
Are asymptomatic, and it's like they don't even know, so they go visit mama, they go visit granny, mm-hmm. they go visit kids, or they take their kids back and forth to school, and their kids are passing it on to the teachers and the other mm-hmm. students. And everything like that, it's a whole little cycle. And then all of a sudden, that weekly testing, because my god sister, her and her daughter go and get tested every Thursday for her to go to school. And so I'm like, well, okay, what you gonna do if when one day y'all just come up positive? Again. Yeah. They've had it before.
Not again. Again, yes.
And then there was a lady they was interviewing the other day down here. She had had COVID 4 times.
Damn, she's gonna have permanent stuff.
And the last two times she's been vaccinated, so the last two times they were what breakthrough, I think they called or whatever. Well, yeah,
keep your mask, people. We're not out of this. I just don't
mask on your face.
Keep your little mask. Put it in your purse. Put it in your backpack. Put it in your pocket. Keep one in your car. Keep them with you all places. And wear your doggone mask, because I'm still gonna wear mine. I don't trust
you. And I'm just gonna also tell y'all, you know, brush your stinking ass teeth and floss your stinking ass fucking.
We can still smell your breath over that fucking mask.
Right. We know you really got a problem with the mask because your breath stinks. So just brush and floss.
And now you can smell what the hell we've been smelling for years.
Exactly. Right. Now you feel our pain, bitch. In your dental hygienist pain.
Listen,
wear your mask, damn it. No.
Don't be over there trying to scratch your back with that 13 inches.
Listen, y'all let me and Ronnie have
something. Goddamn right, they're going to put it in your back, goddamn.
Ronnie said, I'm going to take care of you in the afterlife, too.
Go ahead, break it off in your back.
Find that picture of the Gap Band and send that to y'all. Y'all can see what I'm saying. Those
wigs. Ronnie said, bet you by golly, wow.
Lord help us. Well, that is it for us, you guys. Y'all know to share. Keep coming back. Thank you.
We get off the clock early today.
We just hit early days tomorrow.
Same.
We hit in a new area. I forgot to tell you guys that.
I like when I get hit in a new area.
Shoot. I saw the email. We are in the top numbers in summary. I'm gonna have to find it. Lord have mercy. I don't know where it was. Jesus.
That's exactly what I said. We hit a new area.
Chartable. New Zealand. That's what it was. We are.
Yes. Hello, New Zealand. We love you. Thank you for listening.
We reached number 155 in New Zealand. So people are.
Yes, we're in the top 200s. Come on, New Zealand. So New Zealand
is watching us. Thank you for allowing us into your space.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. This comes through Apple Podcasts, people. For those of you that want to read, you can go into the rank history. I get an email there. It is there if you would like to see it for yourselves at home. But we are in the Apple Podcast, New Zealand Entertainment News.
We appreciate you for listening. We're so thankful that you tolerate all our crazy banter, because I know it's a lot, but I hope you got a little bit out of it in New Zealand, that we are some, you know, we ain't that crazy in the States now. But you can call a bitch. Like, I'm just saying. Like,
we appreciate you guys.
I like New Zealand like that. Yeah. I fucks with it.
And we want to thank our guests for Will being with us on this evening.
Yes, come on.
All the way from the Amish country.
I know, out here on his rum springer.
So we thank him for coming on out because we know he got 50 more dates lined up, so he's trying to hit them.
He's on tour. Thank you for signing
on tour. Yeah,
I know, right? I know, right? Bussy popping on a handstand.
Hey!
So, y'all share. We will see y'all on next week. Y'all have a great week. Follow all that good stuff. Stay encouraged.
Love y'all.
Bye, yeah. Hoes.
Peace.